He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Sports, man.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Dude, what's wrong with the Niners?
How much time you got, bud?
Four hours.
4 hours.
Two.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. It's health first. That's what's wrong. To sit here and come in and talk about Javon Hargrave, who arguably had his best game Sunday, about he's not doing enough, and he wasn't, along with the whole defensive line, and to get home and do a show with you and find out on a thread that he's out for the year with the pec injury, which I'd brought up, and I didn't think, okay, you know, it's the kiss of death. But right now, looking at it in my partner with the beautiful hair, the running backs in Germany, I feel like he's just going all around town. Help me. Who's got the antidote for my Achilles tendonitis? And no Debo. The Brock Purdy's back. He needs the MRI today. He's been carrying the offense. Okay. It's health, man. It is the Red Cross. How about that? That's my answer, partner.
Well,
good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Brock Purdy's MRI was clean.
Oh.
But we do need to talk about some of the things that happened in the last day. Brock Purdy did get an MRI. He's got soreness in his back. He's listed as day-to-day.
My neck and my back.
We've got Christian McCaffrey, who's headed to Germany to see a specialist about his Achilles. That obviously brings a level of severity to that injury that was not here before.
Man.
Hargrave's definitely going to be out for the rest of the regular season, and I saw there was a small chance he could play in the postseason, assuming the Niners
get there. Okay.
There'll be no Debo Samuel this week against the Patriots. McCaffrey's going to miss the Patriots and at least the game after that.
Wow.
So that's what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers. But if I were to ask San Francisco fans, give me the biggest issue with this team right now. What is the biggest issue with this team right now? How would you describe it? What is the biggest issue? I mean, for me, probably it is the defense and the fact that they haven't. The way I said it to you earlier, Goo, is that their defense has not made any impact on the offense of the other team. It just feels like the other team's offense runs what they want to run,
and
it's up to the 49ers to stop them. But it doesn't feel like the Niners are doing anything aggressive defensively that might be more risky, for sure, but it also might have a higher payoff than what they've been looking at so far.
And it's been musical chairs at the defensive coordinator position. And rightfully so. Two guys, D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh, were so exceptional at their job calling defense, Donnie, that they parlayed that and their opportunity into head coaching jobs, okay? But now, last year, it didn't go so well for Mr. Wilkes, okay? He was the scapegoat, even though his unit played effectively to me in the Super Bowl. Now here comes the in-house candidate, Nick Sorensen, Donnie, and right now, for whatever reason, they can't get home. So I don't know what's going on there, but the crazy part about that is the injuries pretty much are on the offensive side of the ball, and the offense is the main reason that you've been winning games. Now I need you to really slap me here if I'm going down this road I'm sharing with you my thought. And my thoughts are not definitive statements, but tell me where I'm going. Help me, guide me, Stiney. As prolific, might be too strong, but as good as this offense has been early on this season, when I look at the fourth quarter tied up 24-24 against the Rams, Niners have the ball, and they have to punt. Minnesota, the defense, got you within six. You get the ball. You had to punt. So I bring those two instances up, Stani, to be like, those are the money drives. So as much as I come in here and say, hey, you know, I love what Jennings and Brock and Mason are doing,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get money, damn, money time, Stani. The offense has sputtered.
It has.
Is that unfair?
No, I think it's, well, first of all, I'm looking at they scored, what, 32, 17, 24. Okay. So that averages out to about 24 points all a game. And last year through the first, I believe, nine games, they were averaging 30 points a game. So they're not scoring like they have in the past. Again, it's only three games, but no, during those drives that they must have, they haven't come through. At least in the last two games, they haven't come through. So I'm not necessarily sure it's a fourth quarter thing, more than just a general thing about their offense, where it's just, you know, it's good. It's been good, but it hasn't been great.
And you're hurt, and you're still...
Exactly. So
being effective,
I hear you there, but no, you're right. They had a couple chances the last 2 weeks to put games away. To me, the Minnesota game is a game where overall
you got outplayed.
They were kind of handled.
Okay, all right.
And they
you were lucky to be in that position.
That's the way I look at it. Not that you can't steal a game like that every once in a while, but you can't count on that. Although you can't. You know, every once in a while, you got to figure out a way to win a game like the Vikings game. And then the 49ers got to win a game like the Rams just won a game where you get outplayed and you find a way at the end to win the game. And we'll see how the rest of the season unfolds. But my question to 49er fans is simple. What's wrong? Give me one thing that's wrong with the Niners. And one of the reasons... I'm going to throw this question out, Goo, to you and the listeners, is because there's a lot going on right now. And
preach, man.
I don't know what the biggest issue is, but it feels like they've got a lot of them. Health, obviously, is a big one. But you can just go around that football team right now and see all kinds of areas where they can improve, period.
And on top of that, I don't want to be right in this instance, but I know life and I know sports, I believe, Stani. And watching the games and the years, the attrition kicks in. And all I was telling you and Evan and Spadoni and the listeners before the season started, you can't go every year. Things sometimes are out of your control because things happen. And I bring up the word attrition. And the reason I bring that up is you look at McCaffrey's workload last year, and it wasn't a big deal, Stani, because you got to the Super Bowl and he played in the Super Bowl. But when you look at the numbers, when you go micro and say, man, what's going to be the impact next season after you look at his Carfax report? Are we really shocked that, and I am, and I was, and I have been, and still am, were we really shocked he wasn't able to go week one? So when I look at what's happening in regard to the sick bay, I'm going Star Trek on you, Stani, where guys all of a sudden are hurting and they're missing games this early, I do know in 2022 you started out 1-2, lost two on the road, and you got to the NFC Championship game. I'm not saying this is a death sentence at all, but Stani, I feel like now, tangibly, things are happening out of your control that are not on the football field. And that just goes to, do you ever get the feeling sometimes in life, Stani, it might not just be your day? And I'm not feeling that right now for the Niners in regard to their year, but how can we ignore Hargrave being gone? Your boy.
Oh, now that, you know, we've been
always
ripping him.
Yeah, no,
he's gotten ripped the last.
But what's my phrase? I coined it. Be careful what you wish for.
You didn't coin that.
You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Nor that. That's
Stop,
Joni Mitchell.
Or but that's
Judy
what this
Collins.
Is turning into to me.
Well,
and Steve Wilks, what do you think he's, wherever he's at, sipping his coffee or eating his Fruity Pebbles, what do you think he's thinking about his former employer and the defense that he oversaw? Because if I were him, I'd feel a little better about my job that I did here, where I got the papers, the walking paper. So I put all that in the pot of gumbo to say it's coming at the Niners from every direction right now, Steiny.
Yeah, and some of it is brought upon by themselves. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get into it. What is wrong with the 49ers? Or maybe I should say, what's the biggest thing wrong with the 49ers if you can't narrow it down? We'll take a lot of different answers on this one. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.